Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 5, we were talking about being careful not to confuse worldly gain or wealth with heavenly gain. Let's continue with that today.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When the Lord comes, the experiences will be reversed and in much greater proportions. And so he continues there in verse 1. Go to now. That phrase, go to now, is a sarcasm. And it has the idea of, come on, get real now. The only other place it appears in this Greek structure is in the same book of James chapter 4 and back there in verse 13 where it said, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow we'll go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. So it's interesting that the only two places this appears, this phrase, go to now, appears is in the book of James, and both references refer to money, and it's sarcastic. They are pretending to be Christians and good men, but their manner of handling money is unethical, if not fraudulent. The Bible nowhere condemns wealth. It is the misuse or love of wealth that corrupts. The problem is not the money. It is the character of the heart of the man. And they are to weep, we're told here in verse 1 of chapter 5 of James, and howl for their miseries that are to come upon them. The implication is that they have taken from others by fraud, deceit, and other unethical means. Imagine someone comes to you and asks you to loan them $1,000 at 15% interest. As a good Christian brother, you do so, but he never pays you back. Now you want the deacons and the entire church to go after this man. Well, 1 Corinthians 6 tells us to let the least esteemed in the church, not even the deacons, handle it if it must be handled. And he even goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 6 that he would rather you suffer it. Now, often a person comes to you and they want to borrow $1,000 and they'll do it at 15% interest is that they know the greed of men. And boy, they're thinking 15% interest on $1,000. Boy, I can't get that at the bank. I'll pick that up real quickly. Yeah, I'll do it. And the old con has taken you of the 15% and what you were going to do to them, they have done to you. By the way, if a loan company or a bank will not loan someone the money, there is a reason they will not. They are not very good risk. When you give a loan to someone, loan it with the idea that if they do not pay it back, I will not become bitter, an enemy, seek revenge, gossip, or display any other ungodly emotion. And if you cannot loan it to them with that in mind and that you won't do those things if they don't pay it back, then don't loan it, even if it's someone in your immediate family. Because that would show that money is your God. You should pray about loaning before you do it. Even if your feelings are benevolent, you should pray first. And you may pray about it and really have the leading of God to give it, and the person may not give it back. If the person does not repay, it is wicked and as sinful as if they robbed a bank. But they are in God's hands. And you must believe it when the Bible lets us know the Lord will hold them accountable. But my friend, it becomes a test for you not to become angry, bitter, an enemy, a gossip, and display ungodly emotion. Now, let me be quick to point out, if there is a person that you know that borrows money and doesn't pay it back, it's not wrong to warn others so as not to be burned by them. In other words, we should let others know if there are con artists among us. So that is not wrong in and of itself, and it's something that should be done. But too often, what happens, this is a reaction on our own. If it happened to three other people, we just kind of shrug our shoulders. But when it happens to us, we have a different attitude. And we may think that we're godly, but we really aren't, because it really didn't affect us until we lost money. Now, my friend, what we must understand is this. Possessions are a trust. You are the one that has the capacity to pervert your possessions. So many today are saving up for retirement days. And nothing totally wrong with that. Some want to leave an inheritance to their children. But now I want you to think about this. How are the children? You may be leaving that to children who spend it on the world and unrighteousness. You may have children that are not in a good Bible-believing church, and their use of the monies may be buying liquor, it may be doing the things of the world, and you'll be supporting the devil through the funds that you have earned and saved up. You see, God holds us accountable on how we use funds in this life and how we direct those funds to be used upon our death. I believe that we'll all give an account of ourselves unto God, as Romans 14:12 says, and all things that have been trusted to us. And that includes your monies. Now, some of you are listening by way of the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. We're on other radio stations, and one of those radio stations that we, or networks that we go through, is the Fundamental Broadcasting Network. And my friend, there's a radio ministry that operates solely on the offerings of the people that listen. Now, friend, you may have children that are living lives of drunkards, drugs, or just away from God. Do you think that what God has trusted you with when you die, that He would have you to give that to those children or to a ministry that's proclaiming the Word? Let me go on further to say this. You say, well, shouldn't we leave an inheritance to our children? The inheritance that you should leave to your children is a godly inheritance. It's an inheritance of a testimony. It's the inheritance of righteousness. It's an inheritance that taught your children and grandchildren in the way of righteousness. That's the inheritance God wants you to leave to your children. Now, if we have money, we're not expected to give it away, so we'll be poor too, but we are to take it as a trust and then use it for God's glory. It is when we use the money we have for our own selves or desires without consulting God that perverts it. Now, I may have worked hard in order to earn it, but it is still the Lord's. I may see a nice car that I want to buy. I might see something that is an exercise equipment or something else, piece of furniture that I just want to have. And I invest the dollars to get it. And yet, I do not consult God. It may not have been God's will for me to have it. and I've misused what God has trusted to me as a stewardship. I knew a man years ago that had a job that paid him well. And his wife was always trying to get him to tithe, and he just would not tithe. And one day she came to me and said something to me about it, and her husband said, "Well, look, I got my job. I'm the one that works that job. I'm the one that earns that money. And I'm the one that got it. It wasn't really God that got me the job. I wasn't even saved at the time. And I'm working the job. I'm keeping the job. I'm the one that's working hard. That money is mine." Well, he made the statement, and God showed him. In one night, he lost his job, a job that he'd been on for over 15 years. Someone come and started to fight with him. And they had a fight there on the job. And the company fired them both, even though they were a unionized company. There were things the union would not endorse, and so they were both fired. And before too long, the same man was working at minimum wage. You see, you may have studied hard and worked hard to get where you are, but still remember, it is only a stewardship, and God can take it in a night, just like he took Babylon. Now notice verses 2 and 3 here of James chapter 5. He says, "Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped together treasure for the last days." Now notice, when something is corrupted or moth-eaten, when it is cankered and rusted, what do we think of? Well, I think of something that has gone unused. Now, many of you men have experienced this. Your children come and they borrow your tools. Maybe they're going to fix a bicycle. Maybe they're going to make a treehouse. And then they leave your tools outside. And about a month later, when you're looking for those tools, you can't find them. You go walking around the yard and you find your tools and they are rusted. The children left them right there. They left them outside. And they went unused. And as a result, they rusted. They were corrupted. And this is the idea here of our light being hid under the bushel. Oh, my friend, we have Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we're to be witnesses of Christ. And when we don't, we are as a corrupted and moth-eaten vessel. When churches have need, and you know the funds will be used to further the ministry, then it's time to consider above your tithe to the local church. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.